Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, you all. This is Maisha. First, let me apologize for being late. I was a little bit behind this morning. But I do thank you all so much for tuning into the show this morning. I know it's a little bit earlier than my normal start time where I usually do my shows in the afternoon. But things change and life change. So I don't know if I'll ever do a show this early, but it needed to take place early today. So first things first, let me always start off my show by introducing myself because I'm always aware that others may not really know my story or know who I am. So I always like to start off by introducing myself, a little bit about what I do, and then we'll get into today's show. So again, my name is Maisha Avery. I am a health educator. I am based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I came here to attend John C. Smith University, where I have my Bachelor's of Science in Health Education, specializing in community health. And then I turned into this healthy lifestyle blogger, motivational speaker, radio show host. But how I actually did that was I changed my lifestyle completely. And to date, within the past 3 years, I've been on this healthy lifestyle journey. And I was able to lose over 70 pounds. So that's where I got into this whole thing of being a healthy lifestyle blogger, then turned motivational speaker. I also do fitness events here in Charlotte called Let's Get Physical. And Let's Get Physical is where anyone can come together. All fitness levels are welcome, men and women. But I mostly have women that come to my events now. And I started Let's Get Physical about a year ago. And I just actually started back up this spring where I'm going to be consistent with it once a month. So I'll be releasing the June date soon. But if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're listening, then you should definitely come out if you have not. My website is www.inspire2change.co. where I have a what's happening section, so you can always look there. I'm also on Instagram, which I will get into my handles much later in the show at my closing. Now let's get started. So my main focus is I always like to educate, inspire, and motivate others into a healthier lifestyle. For me, it's more so about weight loss, transforming your life, things of that sort. But having a healthy lifestyle goes into so many different things. It's physical, it's emotional, it's mental. But my niche is more so nutrition and, you know, living a healthier lifestyle in terms of fitness and things of that. Now, today's show, I wanted to talk about body confidence. And before I get into it, because I believe that, and I see and I know, because I look at things out online and all of that stuff. But I think that a lot of us believe that body confidence has to do with a particular size, and it does not. And I say that because I've written blog posts about my transformation. That's what I do, of course. Or I have a lot of people that come to me and they want to be my clients. And the first thing that they say is, I just want to lose weight so I can feel better about myself. But one thing, and I will share my journey. And one thing that I want, if you're in that space, One thing that I want everyone to know is that body confidence is not tailored to a size. It has nothing to do with what size you are. Now, some people, granted, based upon the size that they are, they may feel more or less confident, but it has nothing to do with your size. And I say that because a little bit about my story. So if you all follow me and you've read my story before, I have always been a heavier girl, even from childhood. I was never one of those people where I was thin and then I gained weight and then I tried to get it off. I was always a much healthier girl. So I never experienced being this size that I am, which I'm a size 8-10 now, as opposed to I was a size 20 when I first started my journey, and I was over 250 something odd pounds, and now I'm down to 180 and I'm a size 8-10. Excuse me. So I want you all to know that confidence has nothing to do with size, and this is what, and for some people they may say, okay, well, you know, that's not realistic, but it really is the truth, because I wrote this blog post and it was entitled, I Was Happy at a Size 20. For me, I had never been this size that people see me today. This has been the smallest I have ever been in my life on a consistent basis. So going back to when I stated I lost over 70 pounds, my lowest weight was 160. So I was almost about, if I would have stayed at that size, I had almost lost almost 100 pounds. The reason why, and people have been following me and they know that my body has changed and it is changing and it may forever change, because that's life. But I've stayed pretty consistent around being under 200 pounds. That's always my goal, because once I get above 200 pounds and up, that's when I'm dipping over into the unhealthy range. So for me, that's my goal, to stay below 200. Now, for people that have been following me and they've seen my weight fluctuate, one of the reasons why, so within the past year, In a healthy way, I gained 20 pounds. And that was because when I got to my lowest, which was 160, I was not confident at all about that size. And I had a hard time. For a while, I wouldn't shop. It was very frustrating for me to shop. I was very unhappy with that size. When I would get up in the morning to get dressed, whether I was going to work or whether I was going anywhere hanging out, I would seriously, there would be times where I would have breakdowns because all my clothes would fall off. Even the clothing, like I would just buy clothes to fit my size and then they would just fall off. It was just frustrating. So I was tired of being, again, I was in a space where I was tired of being frustrated. So that's when I spoke with my doctor and I said, you know, I don't like this size. And she was like, well, Maisha, you don't have to be that small. I'm more concerned about if you're healthy or not. So, you know, you don't have to be 160 if you don't want to be 160. And 160 for me was a bit different because I am a tall girl. I will let you all know that I am 5'9", 5'10". So 160 was very, very small on me. And then I was very lean at the time. I was vegan. So I was very lean. So I did not, coming from this girl that had always been curvaceous and blah, blah, boom, and all of that, I wasn't comfortable with being 160. So, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'll gain 20 pounds. 180 is okay for me. Because again, I want to stay personally for myself. I want to stay below 200. So I stated that I was gonna go to 180. So I just started introducing healthier fats into my diet instead of just all plant-based. So I started doing almond butters and things like that. So just to pick back up, you know, that weight, and then a little bit I would start lifting so I could build some muscle. But yes, so I had to, so I didn't have to, but I chose to gain 20 pounds, and I've been able to maintain that. So that's what everyone is seeing now, if you follow me on social media or if you see me or what have you online. So that's what I'm maintaining now. So I say all of that to say this. Size has nothing to do with the way that you feel about yourself. Now, yes, granted, I am not dismissing some individuals. We are all very different in where we are in life and in certain spaces. Some individuals, they are wanting to transform their lives and they're not comfortable where they are with themselves. But what I want today's show to focus on is that number one, how to get body confidence, how to maintain it, and how to deal with it and cope with it through different changes. So, first things first, talking about how to get confidence, body confidence. So, number one, I wanted to state, and this is something that I was having a conversation with a friend, and you know, we were talking about, you know, we get a lot about how we feel about ourselves, we get from other people. So for instance, and a lot of us don't want to admit that, we say, well, I don't care what other people think about me. You may not necessarily care, but you get a lot of your confidence about yourself from what others say around you. So for instance, you change your hairstyle. You go to a hairstyle that you have never really worn before. So you say, I don't really know about it. So you have this hairstyle and you go to work. And everyone around you says, oh my gosh, I love your hairstyle. Oh my gosh, I love your hairstyle. So you're just getting positive compliments about this hairstyle. And I can guarantee you that the way you felt unsure before you went into that environment and leaving that environment with so much positive feedback, you're probably not going to be so unsure about that hairstyle anymore because you've gotten so much positive feedback from it. So it's been accepted. So, therefore, you may feel better about yourself. Now, granted, sometimes there has been some times where I'm like on this whole changing my hair color type thing, type deal. And so it's like every week I have a different hair color now. It's, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, so I'm in this whole hair color phase. And so there are some hair colors that I have changed to, and I just wasn't comfortable with it. Others liked it, but I just wasn't comfortable. And I know that I couldn't wear that color in a confident manner. So I've changed to match my comfort zone. But I think that comes with being more confident in yourself. Because there was a time where certain things that I would do, I would look for outside acceptance, and then you know, more so now, at the end of the day, if I do something or I wear something or I put something on and I'm not comfortable, I don't step out into the world in it because I haven't accepted it about myself. So for me now, it truly doesn't matter what anyone else around me thinks or what anyone else around me says. If I'm not comfortable with something, I'm not doing it. So first things first, how to gain confidence, how to gain body confidence. And, you know, I decided to talk about this topic because I'm always asked this question, you know, well, how do you remain so confident but humble? And how do you, like, I always get this, or I always get that I exude confidence. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, number one, I think that I, coming from me, and this may be something that will help you, I gained confidence. For me, it was all about being realistic with myself, who I was, where I was, what I felt that I looked like. And if I could change it, I would. If I couldn't, I wouldn't worry about it. And understanding and accepting my own uniqueness. So what I say about that is that going back to when I was 160 and I didn't like that size at all. So one thing that I had to do was, number one, I had to realize what was the issue. So I was having all of these breakdowns. And when I say I was having breakdowns, like I was literally crying. I wouldn't want to go anywhere. I didn't like to shop. I wouldn't shop. It got so bad to the point where if I needed something like to wear, if I had an event or something to go to, I would just have my friends pick me out something because I didn't like it. And I couldn't register in my mind mentally the size that I currently was being 160 because I had never been that size before a day in my life. So imagine when you go from being one way your whole entire life until about the age of 24, and then you change. So I've went from this curvy girl all of my life to being 160. I was literally looking at myself in the mirror and didn't know who I was. So that was a lot of mental adjustment that I just wasn't comfortable with, and I just couldn't cope with it. So that's when I decided to gain the 20 pounds. But, and now I'm much more confident actually being a bigger size than what I was. I've always stayed roughly around 8'10", you know, but I'm much more confident now than I was at 160, where I was very, very lean, very, very small. So for me, first things first, you always have to be self-assured, and you always have to be honest with yourself. I think that let me stop that because I'm getting ahead of myself. So you always have to be truthful with yourself, number one. If you don't like how you look, and it's something that you can change, and this is with anything about your body. For me, I didn't like my teeth. I was very insecure about my teeth. So for you all that know me, or for you all that follow me, I have braces. I invested in that. My teeth was something that I could change. So if that was something that was going to make me more confident, make me a stronger individual, then hey, why not? We'll invest this money and we'll get braces. So I did that. And I'm actually getting my braces off in a month. So I am excited. It's been 3 years I've had them. So anyway, side note. So, you know, you want to, if this anything, be honest with yourself about where you are. If you are a size 20 and you're not confident at that size, then if you're not confident at that size, not saying that all individuals that are a bigger size are less confident. I'm not saying that at all. But if you are in that space, then what you need to do is be realistic about why you feel that way, what your behaviors are, what you can change to change your lifestyle. For me, on the other end, if you are a smaller size and you're not confident about where you are, or what have you. And I've known some individuals like that. And this is the thing. That's why I say that body confidence is not tailored to a size, because I know individuals that are very petite, very small, and they're not confident in that size. And they want to actually gain weight. I've been in that space. Again, when I got down to 160, I was not confident in that size. So I gained weight the healthy way. So, you know, when I say healthy, I wasn't eating processed food, a whole bunch of unhealthy carbs to gain weight. I was introducing healthy fats back into my diet. And so then I've also introduced meat, so much more protein, because at that time when I lost most of that weight, I was vegan. So again, that's why I say body confidence is not tailored to a size. Do not allow people to make you feel that because you are a certain size that you are less or more confident, or you should be less or more confident, because that is not the case. And I will say that because I've been on both ends of the spectrum. I went from a person that had always been a curvy girl to losing weight and being very petite and very lean that was at that time when I was 160 and I was very petite and very lean. That was the most difficult for me in terms of not being confident about myself. While others thought that I looked great and I had lost all of this weight and I looked good, I wasn't confident about it, and it was very hard for me. So therefore, that's why I say, excuse me, body confidence is not tied to a size. I do not believe that. I don't preach that. I don't put that message out into the world, because that is not true. So first things first, how to be confident. be honest with yourself. Whatever you're not confident about, be honest with yourself about it. When you be honest with yourself, you can change a lot of things. It allows you to become more aware. It allows you to really see what your behaviors are, good, bad, or indifferent, and how you can change them. You don't have to tell the world about your truths, but I believe that you do owe it to yourself to be honest with yourself about yourself, to yourself. You know, so I would say first, be truthful with yourself. If you're not happy at a particular size, how can you fix it? And you have to be truthful with yourself about it before you know how you can do that. How to maintain confidence. So this is something, these are daily practices that I always have to do, because as stated, when you're on this healthy lifestyle journey, as I've always stated in other shows, how you feel about yourself, motivation, consistency, all of those things, you're always going to be tested. So what happens is that temptation, you're always going to be tested. Someone is always having a cookout and they're inviting me. Someone is always having something. I always have to go to an event where there's a spread of food that I should not be eating. I'm always tested. And it, because I've lost all of this weight, doesn't mean that the world is just perfect around me and everyone adapts to my lifestyle. No, everyone else still has their lifestyle. Everyone else, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, everyone else still, you know, they're not marching to the rhythm of my drums. Life is still going on. So there are things that I still have to practice to keep me on track every day with my healthy lifestyle journey. It's not about anyone else. So with that being stated, as times change, as life changes, I still have to deal with this lifestyle that I created for myself. And with that, my body confidence is always tested. To be completely honest, and I'm big on transparency. I will always be transparent if it will help others. But to be honest, I have some days where I don't like my body. I have some days where I look at myself and say, okay, what do I want to change? Do I want to lose a little bit more weight? Do I want to lean a little bit more but not stay? You know, I always, because now I'm in this place where I've lost all of the weight. So now I'm like, I can build and sculpt my body. So that's, I'm in that, I don't know if it's a weird phase, but I'm still, for me, to be completely honest, I'm still trying to figure out how I want to look. So that's why, if you all have been following me, I've been a blogger now, even though I've been on this healthy lifestyle journey for 3 years, I've been a blogger now for about a year and a couple of months. But so that's why I'm forever changing, because I'm still trying to figure out how do I want myself to look. So, and with that being stated, when you're always changing and you're adjusting things, and so I adjust my diet because my body reacts a certain way and it can look a certain way if I lean, you know, so when those changes are happening, my confidence is being tested like crazy because I'm changing and I'm trying to get used to something and then it changes. I drop a couple of pounds and I look a little bit different here on this side, you know, so you're always being tested in your body confidence. But one of the main things that I do is that I know you all, if you've listened to my shows or if you follow me online, you're probably like, oh gosh, she always says this, but it's so true and it definitely works, is that I always speak to myself in a positive manner. So with that being stated, I always speak positive to myself. And I think that will allow you to be more confident. And I think we've gotten away from speaking positive to ourselves or speaking positive about ourselves, because we have a hard time doing it as individuals, because we feel as though it comes off as you are not humble. But the only way that you are not humble in talking about yourself is if you criticize and down others in the process, which that is not the case. So I speak positive about myself all the time, and I do it online or what have you. And I also encourage others, and that's not me not being humble, that's me being realistic in how I feel about myself. If you can encourage and speak positive to other people, you can do it for yourself as well. So don't allow people to make you feel as though you cannot speak in a positive manner about yourself because it makes you any less humble. If I can tell you that I love you as an individual and you look great and you're amazing and you're this wonderful person, I can say the same things about myself and say it out loud from a mountaintop. So that's confidence. And when I begin to do that, when I actually begin to speak positive to myself and talk positive about myself, and even if I did it out loud from a mountaintop, that's where I feel more confident. And it doesn't have anything, I'm not putting anyone else down, because if anyone knows me, I encourage others and I speak positive about others the same way that I do for myself. I probably do it more than what I do for myself. And that's what I'm trying to balance out, but that's where I'm most confident. So understand that, you know, you always want to speak positive to yourself because that's definitely something that helps me in remaining confident. Also, another thing to always, always, always consider, and I see this online, so I know that it's happening in real life, and it's a lot of people, I'm pretty sure, that's listening to this show or that will listen to this show. And this big mistake that we make as humans, and I've done it before, so I'm not exempt from this situation. But stop comparing yourself to others. We tend to, with social media and everything that is so big around us, we tend to always, always, always compare ourselves to other individuals. And that is not good for your confidence. Stop comparing yourself to other people. We are all unique. No one can be you. No one can look like you. I don't care if they get plastic surgery 1,000 times. I don't care if they take a picture of you to a plastic surgeon and say, hey, I want to look like her. Hey, I want to look like him. No one can be you. No one can look like you. And so that's what I would say would be a big factor, is stop comparing yourself to others. And we do it more than we like to admit. Look on social media, and even if we're looking at someone's life, even if we are looking at individuals that are living a healthier lifestyle and they inspire us, we oftentimes, it is great to have motivations. It is great to have people that you can look to as inspirations, but do not compare yourself to people, because if you put someone next to you that is the same size, the same height, I guarantee that you all will look completely different still. So do not compare yourself to other people. And with that, also understand that you are you for a reason. So wherever you are in life, you are there for a reason. Whoever you are in life, you are that person for a reason. So don't compare yourself to others. And I think that is the biggest thing that stops us or blocks us from being confident about ourselves, because we compare ourselves to other people and we're so in tune with this other person or these other people that we're comparing ourselves to, that we're not even getting to know who we are as individuals. So I'm spending so much time comparing myself to you, wanting to look like you, wishing that maybe I could be your size, whatever the situation may be, and we're not even in tune with ourselves. So I don't even know much about myself. I don't even really know, because I'm so focused on others and I'm comparing, I don't even know what I'm uncomfortable with because I'm so focused on you. So with that being said, be in tune with who you are. Excuse me, be in tune with who you are, because then that will allow you to fix some things that you are insecure about. So with that being said, don't compare. And so that's the thing. And with body image and stuff like that, you know, It's in social media. You can get so wrapped up in others and you can start to compare. And some people may say, well, no, I don't do that. Well, a lot of people do, unfortunately. And maybe one of those people that do are listening to my show right now, they may listen. So I'm going to touch on it. But don't compare yourself to others. And I will continue to repeat that and shout it from the mountaintop. You can't, because that blocks you from being the best you that you can be. And so moving along to my next point is that understand you. Understand your uniqueness. So as I stated with don't compare yourself to others, you are you. And as long as you are here on this earth, you have to be you. You can pretend to be someone else. You can what have you. But life will come at you where you will have to be yourself. Whether you pretended to be someone else for so long, you have to be you. You have to live in this body that you have for the rest of your life while you are here walking this earth. So you might as well get comfortable with it. And why not be confident about it while you're doing it? So also body confidence, just to bring it all back full circle, because confidence can just be anything about yourself. But with body confidence, like I stated, block out others around you. So when you think about, when I think about for me, you know, and I say this very humbly, so don't take it in the wrong manner. I have people that come to me and say, well, I like your style. And I appreciate it. My style is all over the place. And if you all follow me, it's just like so over the place. I mean, my style changes. I don't have a certain style. Like, you won't always see me in a dress. You won't always see me in heels. You won't always see me, you know. So my style is very all over the place. But the reason why my style is all over the place, because I dress with what I am comfortable with. You know, we often, like I stated, we often look to others for acceptance on what makes us feel comfortable. So for me, like this past week, I'm into this whole hair color thing. So this past week, my hair is like fuchsia now. It's fuchsia at the top and I love it. And I'm comfortable with it. And so that's me. And so it didn't matter whether I'm around individuals that don't like it. Even if my friends don't like it, that's okay. And it wouldn't really make me feel any less comfortable or confident about this fuchsia hair that I have because I'm in love with it. I'm comfortable with it. So because I am comfortable with it and I like it, I don't have to seek outside acceptance from others to feel any type of way about my fuchsia hair color. So that's just what it is. So if no one liked it, if no one liked the hair color, I would still keep it. And I'm pretty sure there's people out there that don't like it, but I do, and I'm comfortable with it. So as I stated, go with what you are comfortable with always. And that will help you build confidence because you will always be in a space of wearing or being something that you like. And so that helps you build body confidence, especially when we speak of in terms of dressing yourself. I always go with what I feel comfortable with. And that's why my style is all over the place. So I don't ever go with trends. I don't ever go with the times. I just like what I like. And to others, what I like may look weird. And that's fine, but I like my lime green skirt with like a blue top and like some jelly sandals. I don't know. It's just, I like it and I'm comfortable with it. And so that's what I'm saying. Always go with what you are comfortable with. Don't, you know, I used to be in a place where, and this may help. I used to be in a place where when I would get ready to get dressed, I would always think about what the people there are wearing. What's the setting? Now that is important to know, depending upon the setting that you're going in, if it's casual, if it's evening wear, you want to know that because you don't want to go to a ballroom event with sneakers and joggers on, you know. But when I would look to see what others were wearing, I mean, I was looking at the fashion of it. Like, Were people wearing skirts? How were people dressed? What seemed to be hip? What seemed to be cute? And then I would try to match that. And that does nothing for your self-esteem or for your confidence because, again, you're comparing and you're trying to match. Now, for me, when I'm going to an event, I look at the dress code. I look at the dress code. So if it's casual, if it's ballroom or what have you, I need to know that. But in terms of what I'm wearing within the dress code, I go with what I am comfortable with. I go with what I'm comfortable with. So then I can walk in there. When you go with what you are comfortable with and when you go with what you are confident in, not going out and shopping and taking a picture of an outfit and texting it to all your friends and saying, how do you like this? Give me your approval. No, I'm talking about when you see something and you try it on and you say, you know what? I like this. I can go with this and I can walk out. Because what that does is that allows you to be confident about what you're wearing because you like it. You're comfortable with it. And so that's the big key word is being comfortable, you know? And so that's with it. That's with anything. Right now, I'm not comfortable with having black hair. So I'm comfortable with having fuchsia hair right now. And it may be lime green next week if I'm comfortable with having lime green hair. You know, who knows? It may not really be lime green, but hey. So yes, so go with what you feel comfortable with. And then because what you feel comfortable with, it allows you to be confident about it. When I cut all my hair off, if you all follow me, I have very short hair. I have a faded haircut like a guy. Like some guys do. And, you know, I didn't feel different. A lot of people was like, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I feel confident enough to do that. I like it. I feel comfortable with it. I couldn't imagine myself having hair anymore. It's just because I probably wouldn't feel confident with it. The reason why I cut my hair off was because I felt like I was hiding behind my hair. So I cut all my hair off and now I'm much more confident. I gained a lot of my confidence when I cut all of my hair off, to be honest. So go with what you are comfortable with. Don't worry about, you know, so many times I hear people that want to change something about them, but they don't know because they don't know. They're worried about how other people will take it. Other people don't have to be you. Other people don't have to be you. So be confident with what you have, who you are, and the body that you have, because no one else has to have your body. You have to walk around with that body. You have to walk around with whatever size you are. And like I said, body confidence is not tailored to a size. So whatever size you are, you have to be that size and you have to walk around with it. So whatever size that you are, if you don't like it, you can change it. Whether you have to gain or whether you have to lose, you can change it. You have the full capacity to change. This is my mantra in life. I'm not stressing about anything that I cannot change. Certain things that I can't change about myself, I'm not stressing about it because there are things that I can't. And I don't think I really worry about things that I can't change, but I'm not stressed about it because I can't change it. So it's null and void because I can't really do anything about it. And that's with anything in life. You know, you can't change other people. So why worry about it? If you don't approve of someone's behavior, you don't have to be in a relationship with them. But I don't stress myself about things that I can't control or that I can't change. It's just wasted time. but then there are things that I can change about myself, and I have worked hard to change them, and I have done it and been able to maintain it. But I don't stress about things that I can't change. So that's the biggest thing. And, you know, just as I stated, life will change, times will change, bodies will change, things will change. But if you always keep a positive outlook on it, you'll be able to roll with the times, so to speak. You'll be able to keep yourself upbeat if you just understand that things change. And as things are changing, the biggest thing is to remain positive and to remain focused on you. As I stated, when I gained 20 pounds because I wasn't comfortable being 160, you know, I had to learn how to adapt to this size and how I looked now, which was very different from 160. So it's just all about being confident and speaking positive to yourself. You know, don't allow what others say to throw you off. Don't compare yourself to others. So I scheduled this show to be until about 8:30. But I am in a space where I believe that I stated what I needed to state. So in terms of body confidence, again, be honest with yourself about you. What can you change? What are your behaviors? Also, go with what you are comfortable with. And that goes with clothing, hair, makeup, whatever. Go with what you are comfortable with. Because then that, because when you go with what you truly like and what you are comfortable with, you'll be able to walk out into the world with confidence. If you're not comfortable about whatever it is that you have on because you're trying to match what someone else is doing, you're not going to be confident because you're going with what other people like or what other people accept. You're not going with what you accept and what you are comfortable with. And so I just wanted to, again, speak positive. So I just wanted to get all of that out. But I do thank you all for listening to my show today. And if you all would like to follow up with me personally, my email is info@inspire2change.co. You can always email me. I'm always available. I'm pretty fast in getting back to emails. Unless I'm like in a meeting or something, then I'm not, of course, I'm at an event, but I'm pretty quick with emails. If you would like to keep up with my events and follow me on social media, my social media Instagram is _inspire2change. I am on Facebook and Inspire to Change, and that is Inspire, and then it's actually T-O Change. So that is on Facebook. That's where I will be posting my events. So you can always check them out there. But again, I do thank you all, for you all that are live listeners. Thank you all for tuning into my show today. It is a very early Saturday morning. But if you are in an area where it's a beautiful day, as it is here in Charlotte, North Carolina, as I always say, get up, get out, get active, and get physical. I have a pretty heavy load today. Actually getting ready to wrap up and go to a meeting. So, you know, that's why I had a much earlier show today. So again, I thank you all for taking the time to actually be up at this time, if you're normally not, to listen to my show. And if you're tuning in afterwards, then thank you so much as well for tuning in and listening. But I do thank you all so, so much for listening. Again, I am on the air every first and third Saturday of the month. And I do thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday and a wonderful weekend. And we will have another discussion soon. Bye.